Hello, and welcome to your Frankenstein Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because this is honestly one of the most fascinating and rewarding texts on the GCSE English Literature course. Whether you're studying with AQA, EdXL, or OCR, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is a novel that gives you so much to work with in the exam room. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts you need to know, the exam tips that will push you into the top mark bands, a quick-fire quiz to test your recall, and a summary to lock it all in. Grab a pen, you'll want to jot a few things down. Let's start with the big picture. Frankenstein was published in 1818 by Mary Shelley, who was just 19 years old when she began writing it. Think about that. A teenager writing one of the most enduring works of Gothic and Romantic literature. The novel raises questions that are just as urgent today as they were 200 years ago. What are the limits of scientific ambition? What responsibilities do creators have to their creations? And what happens when society rejects those who are different? Now let's dig into the core concepts, starting with the one that trips up the most, candidates, the narrative structure. Frankenstein is an epistolary novel. That means it's told through letters and nested narratives. Here's how it works. The outermost layer is Robert Walton, an explorer in the Arctic, writing letters to his sister Margaret. Walton encounters Victor Frankenstein, who tells his own story. That's the middle layer. And within Victor's story, the creature tells his own narrative to Victor. Three narrators, nested inside each other like Russian dolls. Why does this matter for your exam? Because each narrator shapes reader sympathy differently. Walton is relatively objective. Victor is emotionally driven and unreliable. He's telling his story after the fact, trying to justify himself. And the creature's narrative is eloquent, rational, and deeply moving. When you write about narrative perspective, you can earn serious marks by noting that Shelley gives the creature the most persuasive voice in the novel. That's a deliberate structural choice. Credit is given for candidates who explore how this challenges readers to question who the real monster is. Now let's talk about the major themes. The first and most important theme is ambition and hubris. Victor Frankenstein is driven by an obsessive desire to conquer death and create life. Shelley presents him as a modern Prometheus, a figure from Greek mythology who stole fire from the gods and was punished for it. The subtitle of the novel is actually The Modern Prometheus. When Victor says, "I will pioneer a new way, explore unknown powers, and unfold to the world the deepest mysteries of creation," Shelley is showing us ambition that has crossed into dangerous territory. The word pioneer suggests Victor sees himself as a heroic explorer, but the irony is that this very arrogance leads to catastrophe. In your exam, avoid reducing Victor's motivation to simply playing God. That's too simplistic. The best responses explore the tension between genuine scientific curiosity and reckless disregard for consequences. The second major theme is isolation and rejection. Both Victor and the creature experience profound isolation, but for very different reasons. Victor isolates himself by choice, consumed by his obsessive work. The creature is isolated by society's rejection of his appearance. When the creature says, "I, the miserable and the abandoned, am an abortion to be spurned at and kicked and trampled on," the word abortion is particularly powerful. It suggests something unfinished, something that should not exist. The self-referential nature of this quote is key. The creature has internalized society's rejection. Examiners reward candidates who explore how Shelley uses the creature's isolation to critique Enlightenment society's tendency to judge by appearance rather than character. Third, let's consider creation and responsibility. Victor creates the creature, but immediately abandons him, horrified by his appearance. This is a parental metaphor. Shelley herself lost her mother, Mary Wollstonecraft, shortly after birth. And her own experiences of loss and abandonment almost certainly inform the novel's preoccupation with parental duty. The creature explicitly compares himself to Adam from Paradise Lost, asking Victor, "Like Adam, I was apparently united by no link to any other being in existence." This allusion is crucial. Adam had God as a creator who cared for him. The creature has Victor, who runs away. Credit's given for candidates who connect this to the romantic concern with the relationship between creator and creation. The fourth theme is justice and revenge. The novel presents a deeply flawed justice system. Justine Moritz is executed for a murder she did not commit, framed by the creature, but also failed by a society that needs a scapegoat. Victor knows she is innocent but stays silent to protect his own secret. The creature's campaign of revenge is presented by Shelley with moral complexity. We understand why he seeks vengeance, even as we recognize its destructiveness. The cycle of revenge ultimately destroys both Victor and the creature. They pursue each other to the Arctic, both consumed by hatred. The best exam responses will explore whether the creature's violence is a natural response to injustice or a confirmation of society's worst fears about him. Finally, nature versus nurture. Shelley was deeply influenced by Jean-Jacques Rousseau's philosophy that human beings are naturally good but corrupted by society. The creature is born innocent. He describes his early experiences with wonder and delight. It is only when he is repeatedly rejected, attacked, and denied companionship that he turns to violence. This is Shelley's most radical argument, that the creature is not inherently monstrous, but is made monstrous by the cruelty of others. Candidates who engage with this reading and perhaps challenge it will access the higher mark bands.
Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is retelling the plot. If a question asks how Shelley presents ambition, I do not want to know what happens in the novel. I want to know how Shelley uses language, structure, and form to present ambition. Every paragraph should start with a clear analytical point followed by an embedded quotation. That means the quote is woven into your sentence, not dropped in on its own line, and then close analysis of specific word choices. The second common mistake is bolting on context. I see so many responses that have a whole paragraph at the end that says something like, "In the 19th century, people were worried about science." That earns very few marks. Context should be woven into your analysis. For example, Shelley's use of the Promethean myth reflects the Romantic era's anxiety about enlightenment, science overreaching natural boundaries. See how the context is integrated into the analytical point? That's what earns marks. Third, do not confuse the narrators. The creature's narrative is told to Victor, not to Walton. A surprising number of candidates attribute the creature's voice to Walton in their responses. This suggests they haven't fully engaged with the novel's structure, and it will cost marks. For timing, most exam boards allocate around 45 to 50 minutes for a Frankenstein question. Spend the first 5 minutes planning. A brief essay plan with 3 or 4 key points is worth its weight in gold. For a 30-mark question, aim for 5 to 6 analytical paragraphs with a brief introduction and conclusion. Remember, AO4, that's 4 marks for spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Use subject terminology accurately. Epistolary, Gothic, Romantic, Hubris, Illusion, Pathetic Fallacy. These terms show examiners you understand the craft of the novel. Okay, quickfire quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the name of the frame narrator in Frankenstein? It's Robert Walton, the Arctic explorer writing letters to his sister Margaret. Question 2. What does the word epistolary mean? It means a narrative told through letters or documents. Question 3. Which Greek mythological figure is Victor compared to in the novel's subtitle? Prometheus, the Titan who stole fire from the gods. Question 4. Name one philosopher whose ideas influenced Shelley's portrayal of the creature. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, whose concept of the noble savage suggests humans are naturally good, but corrupted by society. Question 5. In which part of the novel does the creature first speak directly to Victor? In Volume 2, on the Mer-de-Glace Glacier in the Alps. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. They're high-value exam topics. Let's wrap up with your 5 essential takeaways. 1. Frankenstein has a 3-layered frame narrative. Walton, Victor, and the creature. And each narrator shapes reader sympathy differently. 2. The major themes are ambition and hubris, isolation, creation and responsibility, justice and revenge, and nature versus nurture. 3. The creature is presented as a product of society's cruelty, not an inherently evil being. This is Shelley's most radical and important argument. 4. Integrate context. Galvanism, Rousseau, the Promethean myth, Shelley's own biography, into your analysis, never as a separate paragraph. 5. Zoom in on specific word choices. The difference between a level 3 and a level 5 response is often the depth of language analysis, not the number of points made. You've got this. Frankenstein is a rich, complex, deeply human novel, and the more you engage with it, the more rewarding it becomes. Good luck in your exam. I know you'll do brilliantly.